We are all unique, and how each of us moves through life by working with the unseen, spiritual parts of us looks different. If one way you access support is through books, and you haven't tried the Soulquake Survival Guide yet, today's a great day to try it before you buy it. Head to the show notes where I have a link for you to receive a free PDF of the first chapter. Enjoy the first chapter, and if you love it, you can find it on Amazon worldwide in paperback, audio, and ebook. Your journey matters, my friend, and reviving your connection to spirit in earth-shaking times can be a game changer.
Hello, everybody. We're back at Enthusiastically Spiritual to talk about channeling again, because there's so much that we want to share with folks. How you doing, Teresa?
I'm doing great, Thomas.
She's doing great. You know, lately, this theme has been showing up for me, and I've heard people share it on the internet. I've seen it in some books about how there's all sorts of information available out there, and a lot of it is extraneous. And so how do you weed through it all? And I guess that's one of the things that we'd like to help clarify, you know, today in this episode. What do you think about that?
I think that sounds good, because you're right. There's a lot of stuff out there.
There's a lot of stuff out there.
There's a lot of stuff out there.
So how do you clarify what's important for you to pick up on and, or, you know, olay, ignore, let it move on?
Well, I would say for myself, it's been a process, because years ago when I first started waking up to who I really am as a soul and my journey, my spiritual journey, I was devouring everything. I am talking like I went to things that I probably shouldn't have went to. I worked with people I probably shouldn't have worked with. I mean, I really shouldn't say that, because honestly, I truly believe everything is, you know, a part of the path, right? So
yeah,
it's not, yeah, but looking back, there definitely were some places and people that I probably could have passed on and I didn't. And so recognizing as I've gone through and really expanded my awareness and my energy and my discernment has helped me in understanding that I don't need to play in all those fields.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's an unfolding process. You know, for me, when I was initially got introduced into spiritual ideas, I got very thirsty for it. You know, I had this, all of a sudden, this big interest in it. And I started looking at books, and now you can look at videos, and there's all kinds of things that, you know, I started to explore. As luck had it, so to speak, or as Providence had it, or, you know, what I attracted was I went to a lecture where I heard about, you know, being a soul, and they were talking about ESP and psychic abilities.
That tells you how long ago this was, people. Yeah. ESP. It was the 70s, right?
ESP is.
And extrasensory perception, right?
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah, back in the 70s. And they came up with this, you know, ESP was talked about a lot back then, but not as much as today, you know. However, the real key concept they shared that really struck me was that we all have spiritual helpers or guides. We referred to them as angels a lot back then, and that you could develop a two-way communication. And that changed my life. You know, that changed my outlook towards life. And it's been an unfolding, you know, process since there. So being able to work with my guidance really helps me discern, you know, what I need to pay attention to and what I don't need to pay attention to. But one of the things that we were talking about last night was that, you know, the universe is this amazing big place. And we often refer to some videos, we watch the James Webb telescope videos, and it gives us this perspective like, holy smokes. And now they're saying that, you know, some of the physics that they assumed was happening, you know, we were watching one last night, that time isn't really real, was really the upshot of the whole thing. And what struck me was that, you know, from the perspective of the universe or the fifth dimension, you know, time doesn't seem as relevant. But if I'm in this three dimensions or four dimensions here on planet Earth, I'm in the smaller picture, then time is definitely a true thing. I mean, it's how we operate things, you know. So to pretend that time isn't real is in our world, in our physical world, or the focus that we're in right now, you know, it is true.
Yeah. And so when we were watching this video on YouTube, the thing that really got me excited was the fact that I really felt in my being that this was truth, as far as there's really no time, and that the way the perspective they showed the universe as, like, you know, they're finding galaxies and they're finding all kinds of, you know, like how many, don't even know the number of how many galaxies they found far, far out. But it's like, but they're not moving. It's like time of now. And I guess what I'm trying to say is, without, you know, like,
the universe isn't expanding quite the way, it doesn't look like the Big Bang and the universe is expanding.
Right.
They're rethinking that. However, there is evidence from one perspective, the universe does look like it's expanding. So,
well, it depends on who you're talking to, right? In the new
the perspective.
Oh, but this is what I really want to share about, you know, like, there's all kinds of stuff again on out there right now. There's so much out there, and we're just finding these things. But so as you know, humans, you know, in these skin suits, as souls in these physical bodies, the time we've been on the planet, say, you know, now looking back to Roman days, looking back to Neanderthals, looking back to cavemen, where we were at during each of the different time frames we've been on the planet, we've had this expansion of our mind and expansion of our awareness. So now we're in this place in 2024 where we're embracing so much expansion that now we're able to expand out further into the galaxies and galaxies and galaxies because of the fact of where we're at energetically. And so, you know, when we're talking about, you know, looking at that, there's so much out there right now, and there's so much things that are, you know, like fluffy, you know, like fun, ha 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 kind of stuff. And then there's things like this that are more maybe thought provoking or, you know, awakening that awareness at a whole different level to what has been on the planet before.
Yeah.
How does that excite you, Tom?
One of the things that struck me as you were sharing, you know, is the, you know, how do we discern whether this is worth my time or not? You know, well, what was the feeling that all that information gave you?
Oh my God. It was like truth. I felt love. I felt in my whole being that, yeah, I mean, it's funny because I was like, I get it. I totally just got it. And that's what I know for myself. It's truth is when I feel like I'm actually embracing all the, you know, the things that I'm experiencing and taking in at that moment, whether it be in a book or on a video or on a podcast or wherever it's at, if it's truth for me, I can feel it.
Yeah. And there you go. So you might say that I'm not sure my intellect is ever going to fully grasp the intellectual ideas. In fact, my intellect is somewhat limited. You know, it's the brain in this body that gets me around. It helps me organize my feelings so that I can take action. And in my feelings, you know, if I tune into that feeling, I don't need to know all those. I don't really need to know it. And yet I do know it because I know in my feelings that the universe is this big, amazing place. It's eternal. I'm eternal. And if I accept that, you know, I relax and I start to love the challenges of the day and I see them from a positive point of view. So to me, what you were sharing and what came to me as you shared was that really what I need to focus on is what feeling, what does that stimulate in me? What new sort of aha in my feelings?
Yeah. And so bringing that back to channeling, which is, this is channeling part two, we're talking about,
channeling part two
is that this is part of the, I mean, I got a download from that, you know, this is truth for myself. And,
right.
And that's the channeling we talked about in the previous episode about, you know, when we're in a relaxed state and we were both relaxed last night, it's like at the end of the night, we turned on this 20-minute video And we just immersed ourselves in it. And I could feel it because I was relaxed. And so that's when the channeled information came in that this is truth for me. And this is where, this is my home. This is where I'm going back to when I'm out of this physical body. So, you know, that's an important thing. And for myself too, with all that's out there right now in the universe, here I'm still in the universe. Let me ground myself back to the planet. When I'm on the planet, like I am right now, experiencing things, I just don't want to play in all these fluffy places. I just want to, you know, I want to have experiences. I want to live my life. I want to be, you know, really feeling things that I need to feel and all the rest of it. You could care less. Like I was just listening today to an astrologer as we're getting closer to the April 8th, you know, total eclipse of the sun that's going to be going across America. And she was talking about how
the eclipse.
And she was talking about how there's so much, you know, negativity out there in the world, and there's some love, right? And she said, really taking yourself away from and turning off things at this moment in time to give yourself space to actually embrace the new energies that are coming in without all those negative areas that pull you and pull me and pull Tom and pull people, you know, in different ways that maybe it's not the most supportive way to move through. So I don't know. Why did I share that?
Well, what I got out of that and—
Okay, thanks. Tell me what you got out of that, Tom.
Last evening we were watching the video was that you started to share from your perspective, you know, what it all meant to you. And I remember for me, like I would describe it differently. And I thought, yep, see, that's the point is that Teresa is just using words to interpret her feeling that she picked up.
And which is channeling.
And I need to respect that, you know, because it's not exactly how I would say things. I was, in fact, I love to, you know, remind people that Teresa's an intuitive is her first gift. So she is clairaudient and thinks and thoughts and understanding and words and you'll notice that. And she's all like, she's more in the business of life. You know, she doesn't want the fluffy. She loves to have fun, but she's more, she's got that intuitive moving forward energy. And my first gift is vision. So I think in pictures and I'm clairvoyant. So I see how things fit together and then I describe what I see. And
it can go on and on. But anyway, that's beside the point.
And intuitives can go on and on too.
Yes, we can. We all can go on and on. We all can.
When they're out of balance. So the idea is to trust your feelings to know when you've, you know, delivered your message. But also, here's a relevant sort of insight for me and something that I found is a good solution as I'm moving out in the world and in society. You know, there's going to be lots of different angles or perspectives people are going to take to come to the same truth. And this is why, you know, I'm not a big believer in dogma or theology in the sense that sometimes there's a lot of truth in the dogma or there's truth in the basic theology, you know, that, but it's important that we all kind of come there or arrive there from, you know, that feeling perspective, because I notice once I have it in my feelings, boy, you can't shake me from it. You know, I know that I know, and I really begin to change. You know, I really begin to operate differently. When I say change, I mean, you know, move through life more smoothly or happier and freer, despite what's going on around me. How do you feel about that?
Yeah. And so I guess I want to kind of go back to what I was saying earlier about, you know, listening to this astrologer talk about the time frame we're in right now and how turning off stuff. So that's one solution to really be able to come back to yourself and to get into that relaxed, you know, perspective and feeling around whatever you're going through is to turn off the outer noise. And I think that's why too, I don't watch much TV. We don't watch much, hardly any news at all. One or two little online, you know, resources we go to on a, you know, day once in a while throughout the week. But overall, I try to just not listen because, you know, that keeps me clear and I'm not being pulled into the fear, the anxiety, the what's coming, the, oh my God, the, all this other crap that's out there. And it really gets me out of my feeling, you know, essence and out of being able to channel and being able to get my own information of what's right for me in this moment of now.
Yeah. So we know that our brains have evolved I heard recently, you know, to react to fear way better than they do to feeling relaxed or loving. And if you think about it, like to me, as I reflect upon it, that makes sense. You know, if we're sitting around the campfire as Neanderthals or whatever, and, you know, some mountain lions in the bushes, you know, we're going to be awake and take action. But that's used against us now. You know, the many folks, and if you just look on YouTube, you know, or particularly YouTube and Rumble or the other avenues, you know, they put this scary headline into things, you know, to grab your interest more times than not, you know, and it's important to, you know, like you say, stay detached and pick and choose from your feelings, you know, what might be more relevant, you know, for us. I like to get the bigger, you know, it is fun to tune into what others are saying, because there is a confirmation there for what I'm picking up. Boy, this is interesting. Lots of folks are picking up that same thing, you know. But when it comes to the future, I mean, there's free will and anything can happen. You know, a leaf can blow on one side of the, there's a just scientific,
the butterfly effect.
Yeah, the butterfly effect, you know.
Yeah.
But from a spiritual point of view, people have free will. And so someone can make a decision in Ireland that could change the whole thing. Who knows, you know? Now, I think that you can be aware of the potential, the way the energy is moving. And there's a point where, okay, it's that train, that energy is going to, there's enough momentum there that that's what's going to happen. Another thing that was shared with me recently was that, you know, wherever we put our energy, those people that we're thinking and talking about that are in the news, you know, we actually give them a lot of energy by all that attention. Everything's energy. So, you know, again, we just come back to, you know, be your own best channeler, because it's great to hear what other souls are saying. And, you know, just because you have a physical body, or not have a physical body, doesn't mean you're any smarter than the ones with physical bodies or without. You know, they're just souls. We're just energy. This could be one way we look at it. Maybe they have a different perspective, or they're reminded, you know, we forget while we're here, you know, where we come from, kind of a thing. But, you know, you're the best source for what you feel. But it's important that you really, I feel for me, get into my feelings, as opposed to my emotions. My emotions are reactions, they're expressions, they've been programmed. So to channel, I've got to kind of be in my feelings, I've got to let go of those emotions, because if I'm into that negative, or that, you know, I'm upset and my emotions, I might start channeling not so good people to channel, you know, or souls to channel. And that's one of the things that we were talking about, you know, a little earlier. So, right. You know, you have a choice. I have a choice. Reminds me of a quote by Johnny Cash.
All right, say it, Tom.
He said, you know, you can choose love or you can choose hate, and I choose love. So we have that
That's
on the refrigerator. And one of the reasons that what that means to me, now there's a line, what does that mean to me? I'm going to choose to tune into the positive and channel the positive. And it's as simple as taking a deep breath, asking my guidance for a key word or a key phrase, and just trust that feeling. I either share or I don't need to share.
Yeah. And with that, with those choices, I want to say that, you know, there's obviously, we've been talking, there's a lot of choices out there to choose from. So we want to thank all of you listeners and watchers out there for tuning in, and also for, you know, taking the time, because there's a lot of information going on out there. And we both really appreciate the fact that you back this podcast and you back our sharing, and it means the world to us that, you know, we have listeners out there in the world that are interested in understanding more about who they are as a soul, their spiritual helpers, how they can get their own channeled information, and staying relaxed as you do it.
Yeah, we like to share the spiritual perspective. You know, it's our perspective based on our feelings. And
and our experiences.
My sincere hope and our mission is to just stimulate, rekindle that feeling of enthusiasm that there is hope, there are answers. You're in the right place for what you need to go through and what you need to learn. And is there anything else you'd like to share?
I just want to say thank you.
Thank you. And remember
that
life is too short
to not be
enthusiastic
about your unique journey.
Believe it or not, when you arrived back for another life, you were enthusiastic to be here. If you've lost that enthusiastic feeling, well, there's a way to reawaken it. It's by embracing a bigger spiritual picture of your life as a soul and igniting the feeling of spiritual freedom within. So if you are ready and needing some more enthusiastic mojo for your life, follow the link in the show notes where you can access a free video series created by the Wayshowers College and start recapturing the enthusiasm you have within for your unique journey.